The second day of the blessed month of Berimhat. The martyrdom of St. Macrobius, the bishop. On this day in the year 305 AD, the Holy Father, Anba Macrobius the bishop, also known as Macrawi the bishop, was martyred. This saint was born in Ashmun Graes, Menophia Governorate, to Christian parents who were rich in piety, faith, and also in possessions. They raised him up with a true Christian upbringing. And when he grew up, he devoted himself to fasting, praying, and reading the holy books. When his virtues became well known, he was ordained a bishop for the city of Nicaeus, and he strived in teaching and confirming his people in the Orthodox faith. When Euphanius, the governor, heard of him, he summoned the saint and offered him to worship the idols. When he refused, the governor ordered that Macrobius be beaten and was insulted and poured melted lime and vinegar down his throat. However, God strengthened and healed Macrobius. As the governor was perplexed about him, he sent him to Arminius, the governor of Alexandria, who imprisoned him. God wrought many signs by the hands of Macrobius. And when Governor Arminius heard about these signs that were performed by the saints, he ordered many tortures to be inflicted upon Macrobius. Finally, they beheaded him by the sword, and Macrobius received the crown of martyrdom. Saint Julius L. Akafasi took his body and shrouded it with great veneration and put a cross on the chest of Bishop Macrobius and sent him on a ship, accompanied by his young men, to his diocese. The ship stopped at his hometown of Ashmun Graes. When they could not move the ship any further, they understood that the Lord wanted the body of the saint in this place. And so the people went out and carried the body, singing praises in front of him, and buried the saint with great honor. He lived 130 years, 69 of them in his rank of bishop, and then he completed his good strife. May the blessing of his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.